years and years and years and talk about putting a little money over here in housing and so on, et cetera, talking about jobs versus housing. We need them both. We need them all, and we need them all at once, and we need them now. So to put people on these committees, these many of the people you have on these committees are part of the problem. They've been making these suggestions for years, but they can't move them across the line. So we need to do some things differently. Here's the thing that I want you all to think about. I want you to think about, has anybody showed you a plan that compares to this plan that relates to other work across the country? Is there any analysis about what this will do 10 years out and what the metrics are in terms of recreating wealth in this community based upon what people have proposed? You know, you got a planning commission. None of you would put your future in a plan like this that doesn't recreate wealth in a significant way. And I suggest to you all this. Take a little time, take a step back, and really ask yourself, are you applying your best energy, your best intellect, in how we make this community whole? I think you will tell yourself, we can do better, much better.
James, can I ask you one question? And we always appreciate when you come, you talk straight to us about what you think, and I always appreciate that. I'm looking at the report, and who are the committee members, and then who is the staff, and they're like, did you have a chance, as this plan was being developed by the community, to present your views to the committee?
Actually, you know, I wrote a letter as the vice president of the NAACP.
Get a little closer, if you could.
I wrote a letter as the vice president of the NAACP to Kimberly and the staff. And I had a personal meeting with these folk. They talked nice to me. I explained what was going on. Joanne was in the meeting. You know, if you want to confirm that, we gave them our ideas in writing. And, you know, that's an issue. I know Kimberly's new. She's trying to do the best she can. And you have her new director. But the truth of the matter is the community is not getting the sort of updates that I think we ought to have about the progression of this plan and how it's going to be implemented. And the fact that, I'm just going to be honest, I didn't know anything about this meeting today. I should have been notified that we were going to have a meeting today. I would have come to support. I would have liked to have some dialogue with Kimberly and her staff. No, didn't happen. Many people who were in part of their communication process didn't even know about this meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, one final thing. You got to get these people not to act like Donald Trump when they say stuff. What I mean by that, early on in this plan, we talked specifically about this project being directed to African Americans. Almost exclusively about African Americans. Somehow it's morphed into minorities. They need to tell the truth. If the plan was designed for African Americans, they need to take the political hit for that and do what's commensurate with folk who need the money and the resources and stop playing politics.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wanted to testify? Any further board discussion? I'm sorry, there I go again, Commissioner. Any further counsel discussion?
I'd just like to ask the presenters from the Portland Development Commission to comment on the testimony that we've heard.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, you know, I guess I'd like to start by saying that the $32 million is insufficient, and it is a number that we, you know will have the impact that we've identified, but it will not undo the damage that's been done to the community, and so that criticism is well-founded.
Can I just make one comment?
Yes.
Because I feel like maybe I started this ball rolling, and the intent of my question earlier was to say, whatever the amount of money, was there a consideration about investing it all in one priority to maximize the impact versus another? And $32 million is, in the relative scale of things, is a modest amount of money to drive economic development in a huge quadrant of our city. I did not mean to disparage the amount. My only question was, because I've been through this committee process lots of times, was just to understand the dynamic at the table, to better understand the different competing proposals that were on the table. And typically in these kinds of process, there's one group that says, let's put it all in one place where we can have the biggest impact versus making smaller bets. I sincerely did not mean to disparage the $32 million.
Well, Mr. Posey's comment, he came to our PDC board as well and made the comment that PDC has a we have hundreds of millions of dollars over, we'll have over the next 5 years, $400 million or so. And so I think even within that context, perhaps it doesn't feel like it's a significant investment. And so I think what I would say is that this is a desire to make investments that will matter within the interstate urban renewal area. We anticipate that the community will hold us accountable and that we will be asked to come back and report on what happened and didn't happen. But we also will be using a lens of supporting widely shared prosperity to support the African American community and other communities of color throughout all of our investments. So we hope that we will have a robust conversation about what we're doing at the post office site and the ODOT blocks that will be about how do you drive widely shared prosperity. So this is not the only investment. We felt like it was important to be really clear that the benefit needed to be to support the African American community and other folks who had been displaced or negatively impacted by the urban renewal area, but it is within a broader context both, and so we recognize that.
Any further questions, council comments? Please call the roll.
Fritz. Well, it was disappointing to me that none of the people who were yelling at us yesterday for doing nothing about housing and homelessness are not here, and particularly to hear that $32 million is not a lot of money. It is actually. And the $146.7 million over the next 4 years. Under Mayor Hales, we invested, I think, $575 million into housing issues. And yes, there's way more need than there is funding for it. One of my favorite parables is the young child walking along the beach and there's starfish stranded by the tide. And a person comes along, an older person, and says, why are you doing that? Because he's taking the starfish and tossing them back into the ocean. And the grown-up says, why are you doing that? It doesn't make any difference. And he says, well, it makes a difference to this one, and tosses it, just keeps doing that. And I think, yes, this isn't going to fix it for everybody, but for those people who it does fix it for, that's better than not doing it. And I appreciate the work, especially of the committee. What we've heard today is evidence that, like in neighborhood associations, it's very rare that people all in a community agree with each other, and that's a good thing, that we do want to have some back and forth and continuing to press each other, encourage each other to do even more things. So I appreciate the testimony today, the work of the committee and the work of Portland Development Commission, which, I think 10 years ago, the Portland Development Commission was not thinking along the lines that you have been in terms of how we're going to make this just and equitable and do the best we can. And certainly the preference policy that was worked on, which we're very confident is legal as a way to invite people to participate. It seems to me that it's better than what we've done before. Only time will tell us, is it enough to do that major shift so that there are healthy jobs and businesses for the African American youth throughout our community, but especially in North and Northeast Portland. So thank you for your work. Aye.
Ish.
So I want to thank you for bringing this forward. I'm going to support it. Having spent a lot of time over the last 8 to 10 years talking to people from the community about the history, I think I have a working understanding of some of the problems that brought us to this day. I think somewhere someone said about over-promising and under-delivering, that's a euphemism. And the truth is that this was once, I think, the largest urban renewal district, and promises were made in documents that were adopted by this body. And I think we're often very quick to shift the blame to PDC, and Sheila's nodding. It was this body that adopted a couple of community plans that had very ambitious goals. And what changed was a decision to invest in light rail, decision to invest in Hope 6 and some other things, which drained the funding and diverted it from other things. And then recently, because of a housing emergency, we took more money out of economic development, which is why when these big, complex plans come to council now, I look at them with a skeptical eye, because I think the biggest mistake we can make is continue the practice of over-promising and under-delivering. And we all, I think everybody in the city bears some responsibility for this, but I think sometimes the council is quick to shift the blame to PDC, but I'm reminded that this council adopts plans and then directs people to do things. The thing that I hear the most from people, particularly struggling minority entrepreneurs, is the absence of access to capital. Is being shut out of low-cost capital to build their business. And I think as you have refocused the priorities of PDC on wealth creation, on jobs, and on equity, and frankly somewhat away from just placemaking, I would like to see us get as creative as possible about getting loan products out the door to people that are shut out from other traditional sources of lending. Because the one thing that is keeping a lot of people back is the inability, beyond their own savings, to finance a dream. And that's where we can come in. We can provide low-cost loans, and we can take some chances on people that wanna bring some prosperity to our community. You had a committee, and it's made up of about 10 or 12 people, and I'm guessing you had about 15 different points of view in that committee. So how do you reconcile it? And you've done, I think, a laudable job of identifying core values and then allocating the money. Frankly, if I was on this committee, I might have a slightly different view about some of these priorities, but that's not the question you're asking us today. You're asking us to affirm the hard work of a committee that said that this is what we would like to invest this money in. I take the point very seriously from the testimony that this is a floor and not a ceiling. And to the extent the mayor can knit together partnerships with other parties, other funding sources, and maximize the impact, we should do that, clearly. And I just want to say personally, in addition to access to capital, I think the hub concept is really exciting. And I think it will both potentially create jobs as well as enhance a sense of place. And it can help resolve some longstanding issues about history. Not resolve, but begin to heal. So I hope that's part of the conversation. I want to thank everybody who's listed on the report, who has spent all their time helping to shape this, staff and bureau partners, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
You Daly?
I've lived in Portland Central City for 30 years and have been politically active all of that time, and I've never heard the kind of widespread conversations in the community about righting the historic wrongs that have been done against the African American community here. So while I agree that this certainly won't undo those wrongs, it's money we have left for this particular project, and it's a step in that direction, in a direction I hope we continue. Aye.
Wheeler.
I see this as a great community effort, and I want to thank the folks at the PDC. I want to thank both of you in particular. I want to thank the members of the committee, some of whom are here. And yes, I want to thank people who testified today who completely disagree, yet gave us other good ideas. I don't see this as the end. I mean, we're discussing it as the last $32 million in the URA, as though this is some sort of a completion, a final act. I actually think this is the first really enlightened dollars going into this district in a significant way. And frankly, Kimberly, I want to acknowledge what you said and how you said it. This is probably the first time we've had a Portland Development Commission director sit in the chamber and, you know, acknowledge proactively that we have a racist past, that the largest contributor to wealth generation in this country is housing, and in this community, we actually prevented African American families from gaining access to that housing and therefore the wealth that that it would have generated generation after generation. So I've got to say, I see this as a very hopeful beginning. Mr. Posey used the term Marshall Plan for Northeast Portland. I think that's a great way to look at it, because it really, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm writing notes, it's getting my juices going. Somebody mentioned access to capital, and Commissioner Fish mentioned a couple of things. There are things that we can start pulling together, and I'm thinking about the role I just left as state treasurer, and frankly, I haven't had the chance to think about it in 6 weeks. It's been kind of great. But a lot of the work that we did in the Treasury and the work we did with the lottery and the work that we did with our colleagues in the state legislature was focused around access to capital and how we could get it to the Oregon Growth Board and then get it into funds like the Inclusive Startup Fund. And I'm thinking how that can align with the Prosperity Initiative and some of the work you're doing at the Development Commission, and thinking about other resources we have available in the Housing Bureau and elsewhere around transportation infrastructure funding. There's a lot of things that we can bring together. So I see this as sort of a hopeful beginning, and I'm appreciative of all of the work that went into this. I didn't have to do anything except show up today and talk about it and vote for it, but I want to reflect the work you guys did. And so by voting aye today, I am paying it forward and saying I will commit to making sure that this snowballs and then we build this into something bigger and better and serve as an example. And I know that you've talked about it in this way, Madam Director, as an example to the rest of the country that the ills that were associated with racism and the gentrification of the African-American community, there is a way that we can come back from that as a community, and we're going to be the first to show it can be done right. So I am very delighted to vote aye. And with that, the resolution is adopted. Thank you. And we're adjourned. And there are no protests.